Whew. You know when you're just on a roll and you just can't stop, right? Like all the signs tell you to stop, or like you just want to just, keep going. You just, you have the hot hand, you have that hot streak. You just don't want to stop the ball from rolling, And I guess today is one of those days. So, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for hearing me out, just giving me views. It's encouraging me to want to do more. It's encouraging me to, still find what my niche is, my true purpose, And so I guess I had a quote earlier today that I read, that even though today's Monday and not everybody likes Mondays, and sometimes, it's hard to get through a Monday, but what is everybody's favorite day? Or the day that they try to get to, the day that they, care about the most, right? Everybody knows that it's Friday. Everybody loves Friday. Even the movie Friday, and next Friday, next Friday. But what really does matter at this point is this quote by Byron Pulsifer. Friday. Make each day of the week like Friday, and your life will take on new enthusiasm. Let's read that one more time. Friday. Make each day of the week like Friday, and your life will take on new enthusiasm. People forget that, yeah, we're living in this life, but life has its own course, regardless of what we plan or what we don't plan or what we see and what we don't see. But if we treat every day like it's our last, or treated every day like it was a party, or that every day like it was Friday, your enthusiasm will be through the roof. And, people don't think of it that way or don't even look at it that way, but if you did try it out that way, you would really see the difference. But that also brought me to another quote that I didn't receive this morning, but I received this afternoon, that I also wanted to share with everyone. You don't need to find yourself. You're not lost. You need to remember yourself. Remember who you were before the world got to you. That's where your power lies. Now let's read that one more time. This is not by anyone specific or anyone famous. It was just a quote that was said that I loved, and that it, spoke volumes to me as well. You don't need to find yourself. You're not lost. Okay? We all think we are, as if, we're a lost puppy without, without our phone, without social media. And, if you really tried, you wouldn't be as lost if you tried it. But back to the quote, you need to remember yourself. Remember who you were before the world got to you. Everyone knows that the world gets to us. People get to us. There are just certain things that, tick us off and makes us, think we're crazy, or makes us go crazy. And we have to remember who we were before we got into all of that negativeness, that negative mindset, that depression, that thing that is weighing us down, that is on our shoulders, that brings us stress and tension, you know? We have to, like I said before, think of life as an equation. So if, you know, X plus X is equal, you know, Y, then clearly it's not working, because you're asking the question, why isn't it working? Why isn't it going the way I want it to? And that's where the power lies. Before that, within us, deep down, it starts with us, with our mindset. You know, people really forget that power is already given to us when we were born. You know, the experiences we have, they make us and shape us, you know? But it's still a long road. We can still change it for the better. We can still make it easier for others. We can still pave the road for the future to come. Because even though it's not working right now, or, you know, society isn't where it is right now, hopefully, you know, with these people who want to make a difference, these people who have a different mindset of life, can just shed that light towards those who don't, and those who are in this constant darkness and who enjoy being in the darkness. Because there's one thing of being in the dark and not knowing you're in the dark, and then there's the difference between being in the dark and like being in the dark, or like, you know, shadowing yourself, or not shadowing yourself, that's the wrong word, hiding yourself from the world that you believe is attacking you, or that is hurting you, and you feel like you have to fight to get to arm's reach. And the answer is yes, you do have to fight, you do have to, you know, push yourself to hold yourself to a higher standard. It goes back to the saying that, you know, I'm pretty sure every mother has said, you know, just because Billy jumped over a bridge, does that mean you're gonna do it too? You know, I raised you to be better, not be the same as everybody else. And for the longest time, I was angry the fact that my mom had said that to me, because I don't know, it's not that I chose to be better than everybody else. I'm not better than anybody. I'm a regular person. I'm a regular human being, you know, with the same struggles, you know, same two eyes, same two ears, and the same person that bleeds red, you know. You know, sometimes it doesn't make, you know, those things don't make us any different than the next person. But what she was pretty much getting to is that I don't have to subject myself to being the same as everyone else. Since the world is already different, then why not choose to be different? Everybody has a choice, you know, and we choose to either be scared and not follow through, and others, you know, conquer that fear and take on that fear. And it's sometimes, for some people, it's hard to get started, and for others it's hard to stop. And I'm a perfect example of someone that I know how to start. I know where to start. I know how to, you know, begin anything. It's not that I have a game plan, but I do have a mindset of, I know where to begin. But when it comes to finishing, oh my goodness. If you started with me on podcast one on 11/11, you would know that I don't know how to finish. Let's just put it that way. I don't know how to end things. I don't know how to move on to a new chapter. I guess you can call me, you know, a hoarder in that way, where I will, you know, hold on to something that maybe doesn't need to be held on to, but I think that it needs to be held on to. When it's, you know, as we get older, we realize that it's not that we get too old for things, it's just that's not the person that we once was, you know? You know, change isn't scary, you know? Change can be something positive. And my last quote I'll say for today, by Horacio Jones. And I'm gonna be honest, I do not know who Horacio Jones is. Apparently he's an author, according to Google. And he has written some books dating back to 2015. It's funny, I've never heard of this guy. I have no idea who this guy is. But that's what I like about this app as well, is that it will give you regular quotes, you know, regular everyday quotes, but at the same time, they will give you quotes by artists and authors and celebrities such as Mr. Jones that I would have never known or would have never heard of unless either someone brought their book to me or brought a quote to me, just like the app. So my last quote for the day will be this. I don't think people realize how much strength it takes to pull your own self out of a poisonous situation with someone you love deeply. So if you've done that today or any day, I'm proud of you. And I don't know what got me or what made me want to read this quote, but maybe it was the ending. He's just saying that we all get into a poisonous situation, but if we realize that we actually have the strength to get out of it, or to realize that we shouldn't be in it or dealing with it, if you've done that today or any other day, I'm proud of you. And not that many people get to hear those words. I'm proud of you. And I guess that is another word that I would like to add, is proud. Pride is the devil, as J. Cole has said. And the time now is 2:22. And just like 111 and 1111, that is an angel number. And that signifies a new beginning. We all have access to a powerful tool for creating our life experience, according to Google, our mind. By choosing to focus on positive thoughts, you can create a different life. And angel number 222 tells you that your positive thoughts and visualizations are about to become a reality. Like, wow. Every time I see 222, I don't think anything of it, I'm not gonna lie. But when I read it off of Google, it is about, there are some points that I've mentioned on my podcast here that goes to a lot of angel numbers, not just 222. But the number one powerful tool that we have, that even Google says, according to this angel number, is our mind. And if we aren't putting our mind to it, aren't realizing what we have in front of us, then what are we doing? You know, what are we reaching to, you know, what are we striving to? And sometimes we do have to take a step back and look at the bigger picture to see what we are putting ourselves in. What situation do we want to put ourselves in, and the situation we need to put ourselves in? All three of them are different. And for some people, they, you know, get it confused. And, you know, that goes back to no one being perfect, but we have to still learn from our mistakes and want to even learn from our mistakes. If we're not open to wanting, then all those doors will constantly will be closed, like I've said before. But pride is what gets people looking or viewing a situation differently, that they will, that they are better than a other person because they hold their head up high, and they don't subject themselves to anything else that is less than them. When in reality, that's not realistic. You know, that's just being snobby and selfish and thinking that, you know, because of what you have, you're better than someone else, or what you know is better than someone else. No. Every intelligent person, even Gandhi, even Martin Luther King, everybody who has made an impact on history knows that it's not about pride. That's not what a leader is meant to do. A leader is to lead others in the direction that is hopeful, is positive, is, you know, it could also be sacred, you know, but we all have to still get there, and stepping on others and making others feel bad isn't the way to go. It isn't, it can only get you so far. And it's funny saying those words. It reminds me of my stepmom, who's always told me, like, looks can only get you so far, you know, talent can only get you so far, you know, potential can only get you so far. It's really, at the end of the day, it's about the hard work, the grit of it, the grinding it out of the day in and day out, of having a Mamba mentality, as Kobe has constantly said, and rest in peace his soul. But if you don't have a Mamba mentality, you know, it's, you know, what mentality do you have then? You know, it's, you can't just settle or, you know, only look out for yourself. You have to look out for others as well. And with that said, on my part three, I just constantly will thank you guys for listening to hopefully give feedback. And hopefully I'm doing something here, because I'm not just doing this for nothing. I am really wanting to connect with people and let people know that they're not alone. That's where my main message is, that no one should ever feel alone, because there's too many people in this world to not feel alone. But it's not even about a partnership. You should always feel like you should have someone to go to or talk to or have someone listen to you rather than just yourself, you know, because we are our own worst critic, and that pride and ego will get to us. So I'm letting you guys know the helping hand is here, and I will always be here until God says otherwise, and I would just pray to continue to be here. Amen, guys. God bless.